Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Would you like to have more energy and better health? Do you want radiant skin, sparkling eyes, and an abundance of energy? Have you wondered about eating more greens or doing a juice cleanse? Stay tuned for today's show, and green smoothie goddess Tira Warner will teach you how to transform your health with green smoothies and gusto. Before I introduce Tira, I'd like us to take a moment together to get really present in our bodies. Our bodies are always in the present moment, and your breath brings you into your body immediately. And our breath joins our spirit and our physical body. So by focusing attention on our breath, it can bring you right into the present moment and allow you to feel the union of your body and your soul. So let's just focus on our breath for a moment. Feel the air as it enters your lungs, and feel the air as it leaves your lungs. Feel the aliveness in your lungs as it fills up with air. And let that feeling of aliveness grow with every breath. Breathing in vitality, and exhale any residual stress or tension that you might be carrying in your body in this moment. And again, breathe in vitality, feeling your aliveness. Just exhale any stress or tension, just letting it go. You can just let it go right now. And if you've been wanting to transform your health, now is the time to do it. Tira Warner is here today to be your guide. So continue breathing in vitality and exhaling any tension as you listen to the show. Tira Warner is going to spark you to experience a lawnmower pulp revolution that will change the way you think about greens. Her website, The Green Smoothie Queen, is dedicated to teaching people about the amazing benefits of green smoothies and will inspire you toward a common sense path to healthier living. Tira is a fiery online entrepreneur with a passion for projects that empower and inspire women. She reminds you to move beyond the size of your hips or the shape of your hair and ask you to recall the sense of limitlessness you felt when you made your first wish on a birthday candle, a dandelion seedling, or a wishing well. With a community of over 60,000 women and a few great men in all corners of the globe, she's dedicated her life to busting the barriers that keep people from achieving the level of health, abundance, and vitality they're looking for. Her trademark, besides the fiery hair and personality, is an unparalleled ability to support others in achieving transformation through dietary change and a positive outlook on life. Tira is a writer, a leader, a sister, a lover, and a mother. Her dream is to create projects that touch the lives of millions of women in an empowering way so that her daughter's daughter can live without limits too. She's here with us today to challenge us to chug our chard and reclaim our vitality. Let's welcome the radiantly beautiful, inspirational, sassy, spinach-loving Tira Warner to Opening to Ecstasy. Welcome, Tira.
Hey, thanks, Lynette. I should have that recorded and play it to myself every morning.
Well, it will be there will be a download available on the website.
Perfect. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor having you, and I was looking at your photo, and you are a picture of health. Glowing skin, sparkling eyes. It doesn't look like you're wearing makeup, but you look better than most people do with makeup. So I'm looking forward to hearing your secret to being so radiantly beautiful.
Well, it's no secret, so I'm happy to share it.
Wonderful. So before we get started in asking those kind of specific questions, I don't actually know your story, so I'm sure a lot of people listening don't as well. So what got you into drinking what you call lawnmower pulp in the first place?
Well, first of all, I'll just say part of the reason we call it something like lawnmower pulp is because we just love being playful about it. And there's been so much seriousness on the subject of food and health and bodies that we really try and bring an attitude of play, a spirit of play to what we do. And that's why we talk about things like lawnmower pulp. But to answer your question, I guess it's been about 8 years now since I've been on a predominantly lawnmower pulp diet. Yeah, and it was sparked really just out of curiosity. So many people do come to this kind of lifestyle because they're looking to overcome an illness or some kind of physical condition. But I've just been, for most of my life, an insatiably curious person, and I tried this, and after 3 days, there was just no going back for me.
So what is a lawnmower pulp diet?
Well, yeah, let's clarify it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and really what it is for me, without trying to define it in some kind of label that we hear, because we hear vegan labels and vegetarian labels and raw food labels, and as soon as we hear that label, we start to have a whole bunch of assumptions. So what I'll just say that I do is I really stick to food as close as I can get it to its natural state. So I really, you know, my background is actually in primate studies and anthropology. So I kind of take almost this approach to looking at food, and I ask myself, how, you know, the food that I'm eating now, how close to its original state in nature is this? And if you think of something like a loaf of bread or a bagel or something, this, you'll never find a bagel growing on a tree. And even some people, you know, think tofu is pretty healthy. But then I say, well, have you ever seen tofu growing on a bush? So I love to choose my foods as close to their natural state as possible. And then I also like to just try and consider the foods that my body could naturally procure or get or find and gather in nature. So the idea, and while I am actually a strict vegetarian, the idea of, you know, maybe stealing an egg from a nest makes a little bit more sense to me than wrestling down a cow and trying to stick my teeth into its back hind legs or something. So I try to think, what could my body naturally find in nature? Because most creatures on this planet are finding their food in nature using the tools that they've been given with their physical body. So it's simple, but I actually like it that way. And we can go off into different directions and explore, you know, something that most people consider the raw food diet. But I really do like to stick to fresh fruits and vegetables with a whole lot of leafy greens, because if you consider something like the elephant, the horses, the gorillas, the cow, these are big, strong, robust animals that predominantly nourish themselves on leafy greens or grasses. And I don't chew my backyard or anything like that, but I do try and include a lot of leafy greens in my diet, and I found this to be the key to really having a healthy diet.
There's so many questions going in my mind right now. I wasn't sure which one to go in. For myself personally, I eat a diet that would be considered by American standards very healthy, but I've struggled with sugar, and I certainly eat processed foods, and I go on and off of dairy. And the last 9 weeks, I've actually had an upper respiratory tract infection, and just found out a few days ago that the house that I'm in, the wall is infested with mold, and particularly the wall where I was laying in bed to recover. So I know it's also related to that, but I am particularly interested in the show today because I am very, very tired of being sick and tired. And so I'm excited about, you know, hearing more of some just really easy steps that people can take, or actually already, just a few minutes to the break. That happened quickly. But before we go to our first break, I would like you to give your contact information so that anyone who's listening who wants to look you up on the commercial break could do that.
Well, I would go to, my name is Tira Warner, so T-E-R-A, and the last name is Warner. And from that page, you can really access all of our sites, and I'm a bit of a compulsive creatrix, so there are a few. But if you start there, you'll see this is kind of the landing page to the websites that I have. And I'm sure that through the course of this call, we'll touch on a little bit more of the resources we have available. But I would go to TiraWarner.com.
Wonderful. And I'm also looking forward to, after the break, sharing about your, I know you have a free detox program, and I actually haven't done that. And as soon as I heard that you had that, I thought, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to start either tonight or tomorrow for sure.
Good. Well, and I'd love to talk about that and some of your recent experiences, because whether it's respiratory problems or allergies or irritation, there are all kinds of different things happening in the body, and we really can simplify it to a clear discussion of how to address some of what's going on in the body. So I look forward to that.
Yes, and one guest wrote in with a question about having irritable bowel syndrome and being told not to eat raw food. So you can think about that on the break and have an answer for her when we come back.
Definitely.
So thank you. Thank you, Tira. And we're just getting started talking with Tira Warner on Opening to Ecstasy. She is here to share with us some wonderful ways to get healthy now. So we're going to be gone on a short break, and we'll be right back with some more wonderful info.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking today with the inspirational and really radiantly beautiful, very healthy looking Tira Warner. And she's going to be sharing with us some of the ways that she gets to be just so radiantly, naturally beautiful and healthy. And I'm guessing, Tira, that you wake up probably feeling pretty good and full of energy, I'm imagining.
Yeah, I do. I wake up after very little sleep, too, I find. Even, I have, it's been quite a while since I've set an alarm clock, and I, after 5 hours at the most, my body is ready to get up and start the day.
Wow, has it always been like that for you?
I don't think it's always been that way, but, and I notice that because I'm not 100% raw foodist, so sometimes if I go out or if I find myself eating a little bit more cooked food than I normally would, then I do get sleepier than I normally am. So I find it is really connected to what's going into my body, but that makes sense, and this kind of leads back into what we were discussing before the break. When the resources of the body are going to digest foods, then those resources can't go to other things, like, you know, you were mentioning some of the things that were happening for you with respiratory issues. So the body has, I guess, a limited amount of attention that it can give to what's going on in the body. And when a lot of its attention is being taken up digesting foods that are kind of difficult for it to process, then less energy can go into, you know, building the immune system or cleansing the organs or eliminating toxins. So, so because the energy, the food that I put into my body requires so little attention from my body to process and to assimilate, then I've got lots more energy for cleansing my organs and for boosting my immune system and eliminating toxins and things like that.
So I know that the way you eat would be considered very radical by most people and difficult to stick to, because most people, their idea of food, I mean, there are people who don't even eat any raw food and very few vegetables. Are there any tips to, like, transition or make it, you know, easier for people who might be a little scared about that?
Yeah, and you know, I totally understand. And one of the things that I did with my site is I've made this commitment. My mom, I grew up on a small ranch, a cattle ranch, actually, in southern Alberta, Canada. And I made this commitment that any of the programs that I put together, my mom, living on her small Alberta cattle ranch, has to be able to do them. So they don't require fancy equipment or anything more really than a knife and a cutting board and a decent blender. So that's pretty important, because you'll see if you look into raw food, it can start to look quite complicated. And I really want to keep it simple for people. So sometimes, you know, people ask me, what do you eat? Well, I've been doing this for 8 years, and so my body is used to assimilating what it needs from my food very easily. And so sometimes what I will eat is a cucumber and an avocado, and I'm happy with that for a while. Or I can just eat some fruit for breakfast and feel totally fine. And then there are other times when I need more. But the best tip that I have is really to keep it simple. And, you know, we were talking about green smoothies, which is the foundation of a really healthy diet. If you put these into your diet, it doesn't really matter what else you eat. We've seen huge improvements in people's health and energy just by adding green smoothies. So rather than feeling afraid of what you have to let go of, or having this idea that you need to avoid things, which kind of almost puts us into this compulsive kind of vibration. You know, anytime you try to avoid something, that's the fastest way to stick yourself to it. So if you could just really put your attention on what you want to add, and the thing you want to add is just more fresh fruits and vegetables, and specifically leafy green vegetables. And the way we'd love for you to add those is by sticking them into your fruit smoothies. So most people are familiar with a smoothie, which, you know, often we associate this with kinds of protein powders and soy milks. We really just want to stick to the good old basic fruits. You know, like this morning I made a smoothie that had bananas and mangoes and truly a head and a half of spinach. and then a little bit of water to help blend it up. And my kids gobbled it down and I gobbled it down. So we do have lots of recipes and resources available on our sites, but that's, you know, keeping it, the way to make it work is to really keep it simple and not feel like you need to buy hundreds of dollars of equipment, but just understand that what most people consider decorative condiments, you know, like the parsley and the little fruit decorations that people put on plates, that can be your main course. You might just need to eat a little bit more of that. But just look at the colors. The colors alone and the fact that they're so juicy and hydrating, this is really an indication of the minerals and the vitamins that are in these foods. So eating a rainbow of colors and knowing that a nutritionally balanced meal can be just fruits and vegetables is the first place to start.
Absolutely. I've noticed for myself that when I looked into doing the raw food, they'd have all these really complicated recipes where you had to have a dehydrator and you had to have certain things that you'd be planning several days ahead to have them, you know, starting to ferment and have this happening and that happening. And it was way too complicated for me. And yeah. I found your site, probably 6 months ago, and got some green smoothie recipes from you and started doing them. And I really loved it and was feeling much better. And I must admit that I didn't stick with it. And I'm not even sure why, because the truth is that I was enjoying it and was having more energy. Do you have any tips for sticking with it?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, do you have any tips for sticking with it?
Yes, I do. I really do. One of the things, and you keep me posted because when we have to take a break, so cue me if I start to go on too long. But one of the things to understand is that sometimes the foods we're eating are just very, very stimulating. So when we're eating, there are a couple things that we need to consider. But one of them is just to ask yourself, why are you eating? And sometimes we're really eating not because we're actually hungry. Most people don't even actually know how to recognize hunger. So one of the things I want to teach you to do is how to recognize true hunger. But then just also understand that sometimes we're eating simply to stimulate ourselves. And the more spice, the more salt, the more flavors that are in your food, the harder it will be to stop and the more addicted you become to those foods. So there are two foods that I'd really love to challenge everyone listening to this call to avoid for just 1 week. If they did that, they would feel a huge difference in their health. So I want to teach you how to identify real hunger and clue you in on two foods to avoid, and that will make a huge difference in your ability to stick with it.
That sounds great.
Tell me where to start.
Start with the hunger.
Okay,
how
good.
How to recognize hunger.
Yeah, because most people start to get irritable and they, you know, their stomach grumbles and things like this, and they think that this is hunger. But hunger is like sex. It's the most natural thing to do to keep the body alive, so it's actually a very good feeling. And one of the things that you can do, and this is how we actually, it's our secret ingredient to all of our detox programs and health programs that we offer, is a 24-hour fast. So even if you don't want to do 24 hours, here's what I would suggest you do is start some evening at 6 p.m. and finish your evening meal. And then no eating after that. Drink water. Hydrate yourself. Challenge yourself to do this for 24 hours if you can or as long as you're able. The next morning when you wake up, hydrate again. Water. If you want to put in a little bit of lemon, you can, but we really encourage people to just stick to water because we're so addicted to stimulation. Just watch how productive you feel, how your attention can go on to other things because it's not on food. And what will happen, hopefully, if you pick a day that you're busy and you're rushing about or you have things to do, then you won't even notice. So you skip your breakfast meal, just do water. You even skip your lunch meal if you can. What's going to happen by about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then the lion within you will come alive and you will start to really recognize what true hunger is. And I can remember the first time that I really got to know hunger. I was actually sitting in a restaurant, and I had decided not to eat in this restaurant because I wanted to wait and just eat my foods at home. And I remember looking at the plant in the corner of the room thinking, I could so eat that. So hunger is not fussy. It isn't like, I just want this, or I don't want that. Hunger feels really like, I want to eat, and I will eat anything, and you salivate, and there's a persistent pull in your stomach, and it is one of the most pleasurable experiences that you can have. It truly is pleasurable. And all those kind of aches and grumbling stomachs and stuff, that's actually an indication of toxicity in the body. And if you stay hydrated and just do a 24-hour water fast, you'll really be able to identify true hunger, and the first thing you eat after a 24-hour water fast will taste so amazing. It's the perfect way to reset your body's buttons to help you really be able to taste your foods and appreciate simple tastes, and then recognize your body's signals to say, hey, okay, now I'm really hungry.
I really get that. We only have 1 minute before break, but I heard the story of a king that had, you know, everybody bringing him every kind of delicious gourmet meal, and he was bored with food, and he was going to give a great prize to anyone who could bring him food that would taste good again, and people mm-hmm. came from all over his area to bring him every kind of meal that they could, and nothing satisfied him. And finally someone took him and they said, come with, you know, I'll give you a very satisfying meal, but you have to come with me and do what I say. And he was so desperate that he did. And it was a woodcutter, and he took him out to the woods and he had him cut wood with him all day. And the king was very frustrated and couldn't believe he was doing this, but he was so desperate to have a meal taste good that he said, okay, I'll do what you say. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, he finally got to sit down and have a piece of bread and cheese with some water. And yeah. It was the most delicious thing that he'd ever tasted.
Exactly, exactly. That's a great story.
All right, you've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. We're speaking with the wonderful Tira Warner about just ways, simple ways to have just simple food in our life and completely transform our health. We'll go on a quick break, and when we return, we'll get to hear a lot more from her.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're learning how to transform our health in a really simple way with the Green Smoothie Queen, Tira Warner. And you can find her at thegreensmoothiequeen.com or tirawarner.com. And it's TERAWARNER.com. Is that correct, Tira?
That's correct.
Wonderful. And just before we went to break, Tira was sharing with us how we can remove from our diet some of the things that are artificially stimulating us. And once we do that, then we will again be able to be stimulated by the very simple things that are actually very healthy for us and keep us in a sustained state of energy. And Tira was also going to share with us two things not to eat. So what were those?
Yeah, I had said that in order to just sort of help you stick with it, which can be challenging, especially when no one around you seems to be doing that, the two foods to avoid are gluten foods, so this is a big one. Gluten, which would be found in breads, most breads, so unless it's rice doesn't have gluten, and quinoa, which is a grain that we're hearing a lot about. So if you can avoid gluten and dairy products and challenge yourself to do that for 7 days. But what I'd really encourage people to do if they're interested in having that experience is going to the Raw Divas. You can access that from my site that I've already mentioned, tierawarner.com. You'll find the Raw Divas. And we do have a 7-day detox available there. And it really walks you through. It's totally free. It takes actually 15 days to go through the entire program, but I've had so many people, more than I can count, email me to say that that program saved their lives. So I've seen all kinds of people overcome different health conditions just by doing this very simple detox for 7 days. And the two biggest foods to help you stick to it that you want to get off of your plate would be dairy products and gluten, and there's a reason for that. But that would take a little bit more time. But if you do go take that detox, you'll learn a lot more about it.
Wonderful. And you mentioned that a lot of people were helped with different health conditions. Can you give a couple examples of people that were had success with the raw food that you advocate?
Yes, for sure. Chronic fatigue, candida, diabetes. Diabetes is so fast. We see people recover from diabetes so quickly. Even ADD and autism, like the illnesses in the autism spectrum. I remember a woman writing to me, her arthritis was so bad she couldn't put her own pantyhose on, and after 3 days it was way, 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 way better and just continued to get better. We know people who've recovered from cancers, and I'm just trying to think, irritable bowel for sure too. I've seen a lot of recovery with this, and I know one of your listeners had a question about this. I could go on, but we just see all kinds of conditions, lack of energy, fogginess, you know, it's like foggy thinking, allergies, you name it.
Well, I'm sold.
Foggy thinking
has been cursing me lately.
Well, it's so interesting what you said too, you know, you used this expression, I'm sold. We are being sold things. We're being sold a lot of ideas about health. We see in drugstores and marathons these pretty pink ribbons raising money for cancer and breast cancer research. But the truth is that there's already a cure. I mean, we already know that by eating a healthy diet, we've seen people actually reverse this disease. But there's nothing to be made by big companies telling people to eat more mushrooms and green vegetables. So, you know, you're sold, but the truth is you're not even being sold anything except the idea that the foods you already know and that are easily available to you wherever you are the only thing you need to really get back in communication with your body and restore your health to the kinds of energy and vitality you know you're capable of having.
Yeah, it's so interesting you say that. I have, there's someone in my life that I love a lot. There's actually 7 people that I know that in the last 3 weeks, nobody I know has died, but for 4 months before that, 7 people that I know died of cancer.
Mm.
And a few years before that, one of my very dearest friends died of cancer. And someone close to me right now in my family has a serious case of cancer. And she wanted me to do some research for her to find out, you know, what would cure the cancer. And I told her, I said, well, here's the thing. I mean, I know that, you know, if you would, you know, stop drinking this diet soda and, stop having the, you know, the dairy and the processed food and things like that and have some raw greens, and that would be your best case scenario, you know. And she didn't want to do that. And in my work, I help people break through the barriers of, you know, the things that are keeping them from loving themselves and from being in touch with their sexual energy and passion and feeling great and alive in their bodies. And I'll definitely be sending them to your site for detoxing, because the physical element is a really important piece. But so many people aren't willing to do that for themselves.
It's a very scary thing. It's a very... Because it requires great courage, and And it means physiologically changing. I mean, there are so many things attached to the choices we make about the food we put into our mouths. And the very first thing we did after we came out of the womb was, besides look around and maybe, you know, be in a bit of shock, one of the first experiences we have is eating. And it's so intimately associated with the love and care that comes from our mother. And so that it's just, it's really hard. It's really, really, really challenging for us to make some of these changes. But the truth is, so many people's bodies are physiologically addicted to the foods that they're eating. Gluten
Absolutely.
And processed foods and sugars and high meats, they are physiologically addictive. And so the obstacles, the barriers are more than just emotional. Sometimes they're even physical. But I don't know which, I mean, for me, there's no question I would rather suffer through those changes than suffer with degenerative illnesses that, you know, that drag me down.
Yeah, so much we have this thing of not wanting to have delayed gratification, that people, mm-hmm. I watch people choosing to have a lifetime of suffering rather than being uncomfortable for a little bit.
And this is one of the things that's really a big part of what, of my message. Is, you know, I say again and again, you don't need fancy equipment. You don't even need expensive superfoods or gadgets. You need support. You need someone who believes in your ability to make this change and who is themselves an inspirational example of what can happen. And that's why so much of what we do is community-based. We do have a free community that women can access. And so much of what we do is really about building the community, because it is our connection with others that inspires us to make change. And sometimes it's because another person believes in us that we're actually able to pick ourselves up, because we wouldn't always if we had to do it on our own. So community and support is just so, so, so important.
Absolutely. That's so beautiful that you put that together, Tara. And would people find that on the rawdivas.com?
You know what I'd love to do is direct our listeners, especially women, although we do have courageous and loving men who are part of this community too, but I'd like to direct people to the Women's International Summit for Health. The acronym is WISH, so it's WISH Summit. And if you just Google WISH Summit, although it is available through my website too, this is an incredible event and a beautiful community of over 30,000 women now who I've put together a series of 40 really incredible teleseminars with different, you know, prominent health authorities. And there's so, so, so much information there for free. It does not cost anything. There's no catch. There's no, it's just really, I've made these available as a gift to women, and I do this every year. And if you go to wishsummit.com, you will find you're connected immediately to a community of women and to information that will support and inspire you for a long time to come.
That's fabulous and very generous of you. Thank you, Tara. And in the couple minutes before the break, would that be enough time for you to address a question? There's a woman who wrote in, said that she has irritable bowel syndrome and her doctor told her not to eat raw vegetables.
Yes, I would love to. I'll do it quickly. One of the things that is just so important to me is addressing this idea of the fact that we're walking around with information, circuits of information, and we're processing this. It's about protein, it's about calcium, it's about fatty acids. We're being marketed this information about food. It's coming in from grandma, it's coming in from the newspapers, it's coming in from advertisements, and we just kind of, we hear information and we just accept it as truth. And the truth is that, you know, doctors aren't actually, their studies have very little time spent on nutrition at all. They study disease and they study symptoms and then they study, you know, medicine for addressing the symptoms. But, and I've had the pleasure of dating a doctor too and confirmed this, that there's up to 10 hours sometimes is all that they spend on studying nutrition. So that's really not their specialty. And one of the things that I would just so love to inspire your listeners to do is get back in communication with their body. Your body is constantly sending you messages. Your sleep,
yes.
Your libido, your energy, the softness of your skin, all of these things are indications about your health. And before you assume to be true, the next thing you read in a newspaper or even a health magazine, see for yourself. And when we can simplify what we're eating and bring it back to, you know, the things I mentioned in the beginning of this call, it's like you become a test tube. And you eliminate the number of variables that you're putting into your test tube, so you really have an opportunity to watch and observe how foods affect you. And specifically for irritable bowel syndrome, there's a reason to avoid excessive fiber, but the only way to recover, you are not ever going to recover from irritable bowel syndrome by eating white bread and cheese, which is what most doctors will recommend because of the low fiber. But you can start with, especially if it's very severe, juices, which have low fiber, and do a Google search on our site, or do a search on our site for irritable bowel, and you will find an interview that I've done on that subject. There are a lot of resources. Contact us. We can support you. But starting with fruit and vegetable juices, I've seen a woman in 24 hours turn her life after 15 years of suffering and working with the best doctors in the country. After 24 hours of working with me, she said she felt like a completely different person.
Wonderful. We'll be right back after this break.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. On the Oregon coast right now, it is the first sunny day that we've had in quite some time, and there are some sweet little birds that are right outside my window on a branch, and they're singing really, really lovely song, very happy, and hearing what you're saying. Yeah, hearing what you're saying, Tara, is just reminding me of that wonderful feeling of connecting to nature. And so much of what you're talking about reminds me of connecting to the nature within our own body and being. And I am very inspired by your words. And much of what you've said is things that I've actually heard myself say to other people, and not done as well as I am going to from here on out to listening to it myself and my body. I mean, I teach people, among other things, to listen to their body. And, you know, you always teach what you need to learn. And my body told me long ago to, one, not eat so much, two, to eat very simple foods, and to eat more slowly, and to, you know, to at least once a month do like a water fast and then maybe drink some aloe vera. And that was just all from listening to my body. And I am now having health problems, and went to the doctor and wasn't getting good answers, you know, other than, of course, I need to move out of the house that has the mold. But hearing you talk is really confirming what I've already known, to listen to the inner physician, that my body has been telling me to do exactly what you're saying.
That's so beautiful, and I'm really glad you said that, because if there's anything that we can do is to offer these, you know, offer your listeners the reassurance that they already know. And we become so addicted to information, and we become so, you know, the whole white jacket syndrome of I want to say sublimating, that's the actual word, but it's almost like giving up our power to observe. And it's so simple. You know, you hear these birds outside, let those birds, if y'all just physically connect to that idea, you know, Lynette is there and the birds are outside, and every time you sit down at your plate and look at your food, just ask yourself, you know, would nature offer me this? Maybe sometimes it does. You know, vegetarianism may not be for everyone. There are some things that make sense for you, and each person needs to really live in integrity with their own life purpose and what's real for them. But just ask, you know, would nature serve this up? And the closer you get to a yes, the higher the probability that this food is going to serve you in a helpful way. And you know, what I would love to be able to do, Lynette, is just share a few tips to give people tools for staying on this path, because we hear so many different diet books and Jenny Craig roller coasters, and I would just love to give people just a few tips to help them, you know, stay confident and committed on the path to healthy living.
That sounds fabulous. We're all listening.
Okay, good. So I've got three here. And the first one is, look, don't listen. We've become addicted to information. There are endless volumes of books, and you can find a scientifically supported article to completely support any position about food, for meat, against meat, for dairy, against dairy. So look, don't listen. Observe what happens with your body, with your energy, with your sleep, with your elimination, with your digestion, when you put simple foods back into the pipes. Look, don't listen. Make observation your truth. And the detox, the 7-day detox available from our site, is a fabulous way to do it. And just as a little side note for any of the men who are listening, if you go to 7 days on raw food, or 7 days on rabbit food is actually what we call it, we have a version for men too, but the men are more than welcome to do the 7-day detox. I just wanted to put that there. So look, don't listen is the first clue. And when you make yourself and your personal experience the foundation of your truth, then information that comes here, you know, it comes into you from grandma, from the news or whatever, it's not going to shake you off. The next one is something that I already mentioned in the beginning, but I'm going to mention it again, because sometimes we need to hear things three times before it really clicks. Focus on what you want to include more of. The attitude of avoidance, of trying to, you know, avoid something, is not an effective strategy. Focus on the beautiful freshness and fruits and, you know, the color and the freshness of fruits and vegetables, and just add more of that. Add more green, because simply by putting more of the good stuff in, you'll shift the stuff that's not so good for you out of the way. There's just only so much room for that, and you'll start to crave and literally want more of the stuff that is good for you. So focus on what you want. And let go of this attitude of avoidance. I can't have this. I can't have that. That's what creates binging and compulsive eating. And then the last one I want to do is just tell you that there are no bandwagons. You don't fall off the bandwagon. It's like, imagine that you're on a journey, you know, and if you're going from the East Coast to West Coast, well, you can take a plane, or you can take a train, or you can take a bike, or you can take a car, or you can walk. And every path is different, but know that in life we have to be committed to some kind of improvement, or we get ourselves stuck on a downward spiral. So as long as your goal is health, as long as your goal is living fully and living in integrity with who you are and serving yourself in the best way possible, then you are on the right path. And trust that change happens best on a gradient. Be gentle with yourself. Take one thing. Put that one change in place and see how you feel. And if there's one change that you put in place after this call, make it green smoothies. Add greens into your diet. But just be gentle with yourself and know that change happens on a gradient and that there are no bandwagons. You didn't fall off. Just pick up the parsley sprig and keep walking. You will get to where you want to go.
That's wonderful advice, Tira. And when you're talking about focusing on what you want, my son, at home, I had really good food for him, and he'd go other places, and they would have highly processed food with a lot of sugar, and he, you know, was wanting to be rebellious and resistant with me at home, and the more he had this other food other places, the more he got that way. And when I was focused on, you know, you can't have this, you can't have that, it made a battle. And so I started really looking instead at going, okay, oh, there's raspberries are ripe right now. I'll get him some really yummy raspberries. Or here's, you know, find things that he enjoyed. And one thing he really loves is a raw key lime, you know, just an avocado, banana, juice of half a lime, half a lemon, put it in the blender. And, you know, I couldn't get him to eat an avocado any other way, but he loves it. Just
great.
He'll eat bowls full of it, you know.
Nice.
And when he was younger, I would take raw fruits and vegetables and make them into, like, look like a flower or hearts or smiley faces or like a giraffe. You know, use a banana and different things to make a giraffe face. And I would make these trays and I would lay them out where the kids were playing. And they always would end up devouring everything on the tray. Even though if I tried to get them to eat those fruits and vegetables separately, you know, they wouldn't, some of them wouldn't touch, you know, red peppers and stuff like that, but you have it shaped like a heart or flower petals and they would eat them.
Isn't that, it's so, so, so true. The spirit of play and creativity, you know, it's one thing to nourish the human body, but it's another to nourish the human spirit. And that's why there is no one way is the right way thing. You really have to find, you know, honor each person's self-determinism and their choice. And wouldn't it be beautiful if we treated ourselves with that same care and creativity that you offered to your son, you know? Instead, we get into these traps of guilt and stuff. But your example is just perfect and beautiful. And I just encourage everyone to make little faces with their fruits and vegetables if it inspires them to eat more of them, and just have a playful, creative, positive attitude about food. Because that's the only way to really make change. Not by force. Not because you think you have to. Not because you hate where you're at. But because you're inspired by a vision of something better and the possibility of really living with energy and vitality. So I love your example. That's such a great one.
I do think food often tastes better when it's in little animal shapes. So.
Totally. Totally. And served with a spirit of play.
But yes, I found that that kind of processing, you know, where you keep the food natural, but the only processing is putting some extra love by, you know, arranging on the plate so that it looks beautiful, and then just really enjoying the flavor and letting and enjoying the way it feels in your body, and enjoying the fact that you can eat food that actually gives you more energy instead of sucking your energy away.
Yeah, and this comes back to that, you know, our discussion about stimulation. It's because you're stimulating your aesthetic sense. You're stimulating your need to, you know, it's a different kind of stimulation. You can feed yourself in different ways without just, you know, jamming the carbs or the calories down the pipes. A beautifully presented meal is so nourishing in more ways than just, you know, the calories and nutritional content. It actually feeds you because it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Well, and nobody's going to make a plate of, like, huge overflowing spaghetti beautiful, you know? So
Thank you, Tara. Tara, you've been incredibly inspirational. I am following your advice, and I'm going to do your detox, and I'm going to get back into having lawnmower pulp, and I'm excited about it, and I know that I'm going to be feeling better and better all the time. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you contact information one more time.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me and for letting me share this with your community. And the best way, I think, is just to go to Tara Warner, TeraWarner.com. And from there, you can access all of our sites. And you mentioned your son, and we do have a site specifically for moms and families, too. So you'll see it all there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Tara, for being on the show. You're fabulous. Thank you, everyone who's listening. And I will see you again here next week. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile.